you remember the worst conditions you can remember coaching a game?
Worst conditions? I think we've had a few. One Green Bay game we played here in September, it's pretty good. Just getting to Buffalo that one year was pretty tough. I don't think we got there until close to midnight. But yeah, had a few of them through the years.
Does this affect your preparation that much, or do you still think about the regular game?
To be honest, when you got here early this morning, the weather wasn't too bad. And except going over that bubble, it's been pretty nice in here, about 72 degrees, so I haven't had a fight it like you. Now, we had a good practice today. You know, we were in the bubble. We got a lot of things done, and thank God for that bubble, and it wasn't too bad getting over there. I heard we're going to get a lot of snow tonight. Might be a little tougher getting to work in the morning, but I'm sure we'll all deal with it. Well, first of all, you know, usually the people that talk about how a defensive back did during the game, really, they don't know if a guy's in man coverage, zone coverage, if a guy pulls off of his guy. So I don't even pay any attention to that. But, you know, Champ's been really consistent since he's been here. And, you know, he's obviously a Pro Bowl player. Chad's been doing a great job as well, you know, leading the league in, you know, yards. So two great players going against each other. It should be a good battle. His shoulder was sore. You know, he did not practice today. You know, he did go, you know, through the warm-ups, still a little bit sore. You know, according to Greek, you know, I don't deal with these injuries. You know, I just listen to Greek. And, you know, he thinks it's a first-degree separation, so he thinks he should be fine by game time and should be no setback. He was fine. We'll wait and see.
Who on your team do you feel was deserving of the Pro Bowl that wasn't?
I don't get into that for obvious reasons, but you know, you're always hoping you get as many guys as you can get on the Pro Bowl team. You know, it's a nice individual award. There's always a number of players that you think deserve to be on it, you know, because how hard they play and how consistent they play, and you know, that's just the nature of the game. He's more consistent. Well, you practice. You know, you go out there and practice and get a feel of our offense, get a feel for our system, and make plays in practice, which carries over to game time. And you know, he's been practicing pretty good and playing pretty good. So all these young guys go through a growing curve, and it does take some time. It doesn't happen automatically. Some guys don't get it the first year. Other people get it in the middle of the year. And we've had some young guys really step up and play well, and a couple of them recently, and it's always nice to see. Pardon me? Well, that's part of anybody's responsibility to get here. You know, do what you need to do to get here. You know, that's part of being growing up. You know, you might have to leave a couple hours earlier. That's just the nature of the job.
Are you going to spend the night, coach?
I don't know. It all depends what the weather's like. You know, we don't leave here until late, so we're not dealing with usually the crowd that people are dealing with now. I think probably half the battle right now is all the cars on the road and people broken down, and some of the main highways I think would be awful tough to get home. But usually when we go home, unless it's, you know, snowing a couple feet where you can't move, it shouldn't be too bad for us to get home.
When you have a do or die game or do or die point in the season, do you sense it in your players during the week, and do you do anything different in your approach dealing with them?
No, you know, you try to do what you can do to win a game. But, you know, you don't have very many do-or-die situations, obviously, until you get to the playoffs. And if you do have it early in the season like we have it, it means that you've made some mistakes, you know, along the way. And our football team, as we talked about last week, was in a do or die situation. We had to play one of our better games, especially against a football team that has been pretty hot, who's been very consistent in their backyard, and I thought we did that. I think our football team is also smart and understand that we've got a very good football team coming into our backyard again, and it's the same situation we had a week ago, and we've got to play a great game as a team, not just one area. Anything else? Okay. Take it easy traveling home. Anybody wants to stay here, you're welcome. We've got some cots and mats.
Anybody got a snowmobile clog?